Scripture reading this morning comes from the New Testament, John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel and yet do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I thank my sister in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Would you please join with me in an attitude of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've given us, and thank you for how you're at work. Thank you for your word. May it fill us, sustain us, guide us on the path that you set before us. It's in the name of our Savior that we pray. Amen. There was one additional prayer concern that I forgot to mention earlier in our time of prayer, but actually worship in its entirety is a time of prayer when you think about it. Vanita Armstrong's son has had a stroke. His name is Dallas Armstrong, and he is in Sedona Hospital. I ask that you would just be lifting up the Armstrong family right now as they're dealing with that news and with that situation. You know, yesterday was an historic day, June 6th. Many know right now, can remember, what went on that day, or around whenever it was going on, in fact. June 6th, D-Day, the invasion of Europe. And I noticed on the news that they had times of gathering. In fact, they gathered over there. Some of the remaining veterans took a trip and were there to be able to honor the fallen comrades of that day and of days since. And one of the phrases of one of those who went onto the beach struck me. He said that certainly there was a lot of fear there and uncertainty as to what they were going to find, but this phrase kept being shouted out as the gates were lowered and they ran out onto the beach. Up front, go forward. Up front, go forward. Keep moving. Don't stop. Words that I found, whenever I heard them, would resonate and be good guides for the church today. Up front, go forward, don't stop, keep going, and trust in God for the journey. For us, even in those times that we have fear, even in those times, and especially in those times when we are uncertain, it's in those moments that God works most powerfully sometimes. Certainly in the times of celebration, it's easy to think about God, isn't it? Wonderful. Yeah, it comes easily. Oh, God is blessing us with this, or God is blessing us in this way or that way. God is blessing us. We have 65 kids pre-registered for Vacation Bible School. You know, celebrations like that are easy. That's easy to think about God then. But it's in the moments when we are going through that valley, that God continues to be with us. And it's in those moments especially, the moments of doubt or questioning, where God is doing his most powerful work in us. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night, it says. Now in the Gospel of John, there's a lot of imagery. We should always remember that. A particular phrase might not necessarily mean what it conveys in our first level of understanding. Coming at night may have meant that he came to Jesus at night. May also have meant that he came to Jesus whenever he was perplexed. May have meant that he came to Jesus undercover, secretly. He didn't want to be seen with Jesus. By the way, look on either side of you right now. Go ahead and look to either side of you. Look at that person. Do you want to be seen with that person this morning? We'll close our eyes, and anybody that wants to move around can go ahead and do that right now. Might be kind of fun, actually, so see who you end up next to. Nicodemus didn't necessarily want to be seen with Jesus, but he wanted to learn from him. And he was asking him questions about being born anew, being born from above. Jesus' point in the teaching that he offered to Nicodemus was that God was the source of all of this work. I'm going to walk past here because they keep moving the table more and more forward. I think they want to see if I can walk the tightrope up there, so I'm just going to walk back here and get closer to this good-looking group of Christians right here as well. You don't mind, do you, if I get right up and close and personal? Fantastic. Jesus, you see, was teaching as he always taught. He said, it is about God. It is about my Heavenly Father. It is about the work of my Heavenly Father in you. Nicodemus, you see, was a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling council, the religious authority, a man of great power. And so for him to humble himself before Jesus was a real statement. And I believe it was a statement of faith. The character of Nicodemus has been debated. Was he an undercover Christian? Was he someone trying to trick up Jesus? Was he someone seeking to really grow? Was he actually questioning? Those things will continue to be debated about Nicodemus. What I take from this encounter is something that is good news for each and every one of us. That wherever we are in our journey, wherever we are in our journey, we can approach God and ask and not know the answers and question and wonder. And God will respond in a way of teaching, of encouraging, of building up, of reminding us of His presence in our lives. You know, whenever I was driving over here today, I saw smoke over in this general direction. And last Sunday, I saw smoke over in this general direction. And last Sunday, the wall was kind of in the way, and my mind started playing tricks, and I thought, oh Lord, what if the church is on fire? I mean, you start thinking things. You start worrying about things. Well, somebody's burning something over there behind us. I don't think anything's on fire. I think somebody's burning some brush, and it's going up. And this morning, whenever I saw it, okay, that's just that brush again that somebody's taking care of. And I started thinking about the church itself and the building itself. And whenever I was driving over here today, I was able to take a far-off look at the church. And you know what struck me about this building? It's just a building. It's a building. Wood, roof, walls, carpet. What makes it the church is all of you. Yourself, the people sitting next to you, the people you don't mind being seen with today. And what makes it the church even before that is that we don't mind being seen with Jesus. Let me put it another way. Let me put it this way. And hear this today. We don't mind Jesus being seen through us. That, my friends, is the definition of the church. And it's all because of God at work approaching us even before we recognize it. What does it say in one of the most familiar passages in all of Scripture? For God so loved the world. God's love first approaching the world, us, that He gave His only Son. He gives us a Savior, keeps His promises to us, that whoever believes in Him, whoever simply believes in what Jesus did, in His teachings, in His actions, in His death, and in His resurrection and ascension into heaven again, whoever believes in Him will not perish, will not die, but will have everlasting life with God. We celebrated that just yesterday in a worship service here, as Bev is with God right now, has been received and embraced and healed and is better than ever. And that, my friends, is the defining characteristic, that resurrection, we are the people of the resurrection. We are the people of receiving this gift of God and then being able to be channels, not being afraid to let other people see Jesus through us. Hanging out with Jesus, sharing that, learning, growing, all because of a God who loves us intimately, powerfully. There's another term for God that's used in Romans. One of the other scriptures in the lectionary for this morning. When Paul is writing here, he says, for you to the church. And so he speaks this not only to the church back then, but the church today. He's speaking about the intimacy of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. Hear this. This is his terms for God. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we also may be glorified with him. Abba, Papa, Daddy, that is the God who is at work in our lives. When we see a baby, we respond in a way of joy. When God sees us, his children, he responds in a way of joy, especially when we're open to him through his Son, our namesake, and by the Holy Spirit, the blessing of God's touch in our lives.